the mood in Nigeria not so clear. The official line of the government, of course, is upbeat, and we are celebrating Golden Jubilee, 50 years of independence, and all the wonderful things we have achieved. But on the other hand, you hear a lot from the ordinary people on the streets, especially the youths, who are asking, what is there to celebrate? Things are not going well. We should be the giant Africa, and we can't even have steady electricity, and even the telephone lines are all dead. We can only phone by cell phone now from this country. So you have the two aspects of it in the mood of the nation. But if you ask me, my position has always been that those of us who were in Nigeria 50 years ago, and I was there, we look back and we can say a lot has happened. A lot of good things has happened. God has blessed the nation. A lot of money has passed into through the Nigerian government purse. Some of it got used well. A lot of it got stolen. But at the end of the day, if we compare ourselves with so many other nations, we should be able to say thank you to God at this occasion. That does not mean that we are satisfied with where we are. I definitely am one of those who believe that we could have done much better than we are doing now. That is a cause for us to rethink what we are, especially on the political level, so that we can move faster than we have done in the last 50 years.
Right, you talked there about some of those dissatisfactions, especially being expressed by the youth, of the failures of the past 50 years. Which are the ones which weigh most heavily on the country, in your opinion?
In my opinion, that which weighs most heavily on the country has been the fact that the nation has not had time to develop its democratic institutions in a consistent and progressive manner. We should not forget that of these 50 years, almost 30 of those years were spent on what we normally describe as military adventure. A whole nation being ruled by soldiers who succeeded one another by military coups, which meant that the building of democratic institutions did not get started in time. And even now, we are still more or less negatively affected by the influence of many of the top-level politicians who used to be military officers. So even Nigerians themselves are still trying to understand what it means to be ruled democratically. And if we were able to get that done and have free and fair elections and have people who would be responsible to the electorate and to the people, I believe that we have enough in the country to launch us beyond the third world stage.
Talking of elections, Nigeria, of course, is scheduled to have elections next year. But some people have expressed fears about the current power vacuum in the country in the lead up to this poll. I mean, do you share those fears that violence could break out?
I do not think violence will break out. What I'm afraid of is that once again, the small group of people will simply determine who will rule us. And Nigerians have learned to be rather patient in these matters. We have a professor of history who is now the chairman of the Electoral Commission. He has been saying the right things, but we are still waiting to see how he performs. Also, because he's not the only one. He has to work with a commission that is made up of people appointed by the political party in power. So the whole question of having a free and impartial umpire has remained a challenge. And whether we are going to be lucky this time, whether the present president, Goodluck Jonathan, will make good his promise that he will ensure free and fair election, we have the next few months to find out. What is sure right now is that we are not on schedule at all. We are way behind. The electoral register is still not in order, which in itself is a shame because we knew 4 years ago that we are going to have an election this coming year. All this should have been settled, but they were not.
One of the problems that many people talk about when taking stock of the situation of Nigeria, particularly on this 50th anniversary of its independence, is corruption. How pervasive is it and how much does it impact on daily life?
The impact on daily life is tremendous. Simple reason that you have a country that is receiving millions of dollars of income every day from oil sales, and therefore we have more than enough resources to give the people of Nigeria a decent level of life. And by this, we are not asking for anything extravagant. We think that Nigeria ought to be able to organize itself such that children will go to school, that people who are sick can get cured in government hospitals with a minimum of good treatment, that the villages are put in a livable condition with simple amenities like roads, water, not to talk of electricity. Some factories that were flourishing 20 years ago are now dead. And we spend all our foreign exchange earnings buying up products that are produced by others, giving them our oil money, and keeping their young people in jobs that Nigerian young people should be doing in our own factories here. These are the issues that come out of corruption. It is not as if there is no money. It is that the money is being badly misplaced.
What about relations between Christians and Muslims? We've seen periodic flare-ups of violence. How important is the role of the church here in trying to improve intercommunal relations?
Well, I'm glad you said periodic, because it is really periodic. And when I say periodic, I don't mean every week or every month. It's practically just about once or twice a year. It isn't as if we underestimate the importance of these occasional outbursts, but I do believe it should not be overflogged. Under normal circumstances, we are trying our best to work together. As for the role of the church, everybody knows that the Catholic Church, guided by our Catholic social doctrines and the position of our church since Vatican II in the terms of interreligious cooperation and dialogue, we are in the front line of reaching out to Muslims and our other neighbors. And I don't think that we have failed. We have made a lot of progress. It doesn't mean that there are no problems. And especially in case of dialogue, there's always two parties. Sometimes the Muslim side may not be prepared to take our hands of fellowship, but we continue to do our best. And I am confident that it is the right way to go.
Okay, finally, if we could sort of sum up, as it were, how do you see the future, the next 50 years for Nigeria? Are you cautiously optimistic or what?
I am cautiously optimistic because I think more and more people are really expressing their dissatisfaction with those factors that are pulling us back. And my hope is that we will find a peaceful way of putting aside our bad habits and hoping that a new generation of leaders will emerge who will then run affairs decently so that Nigeria can take her proper role, not only in Africa, but in our emerging global community.